Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Lamed. Much of the first Amud today deals with aspects of David HaMelech's life and career. First, two halachas that emanate from the discussion of David's death. Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not tell David what year he would die and not even what day of the year, he told him that he would die on Shabbos. So it was, as the Gemara describes. So the Yerushalmi in Chagiga in Perek Beis, halacha Gimel, says that David HaMelech died in Shavuos. But Tosos in Chagiga, Bavli Chagiga, Yedzayin Amud Aleph, the Ramaschal Afatzeres notes that from the Yerushalmi, it is clear that Shavuos on that year was not on Shabbos. And nevertheless, this Yerushalmi is accounted for as the Ramah in Arachaim, Simon Taf Tzadik Seif Tes, says to read Megillas Rus on Shavuos because it details the lineage that brought David into the world. At the same time, we also follow the Bavli, that David HaMelech died on Shabbos, and Shulchan Aruch writes in Arachaim, Simon Reish Tzadik Beis Seif Beis, to say, and Mishabura as well supports this, to say Tzidkascha Tzedek at Mincha Shal Shabbos, Mincha and Shabbos, which mentions Tzidkas Hashem three times for the Tzadikim who died at that hour, Moshe, Yosef, and David. The other major story in our daf deals with the Beis HaMikdash, which was started by David HaMelech, but completed by his son Shlomo. Nevertheless, as the Gemara shows, it was Bischus David that the gates of the Kodesh Kodashim were opened to welcome the Aaron and inaugurate the Mikdash. David had asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu for a sign in his lifetime that he had been forgiven for his sin with Bathsheba. Kadosh Baruch Hu responded that he would get a sign, but only after he was to die. So the simple pshat here is like it says in Pirkei Avos, Al Tamin Ba'atzmecha Yom Ascha, person shouldn't believe himself until the last day of their life, which we never know when it's going to happen. The person should always keep David from slipping, keep him on his toes. Two questions come up. Why was it so important to David that everyone know that Hashem forgave him? And secondly, why was a sign, specifically the gates of the Kodesh Kodashim, should be opened? So Chazal, Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet, explained that the whole sin in episode, as well they speak about Cheta Egel this way, to teach us the power of tshuva, the koch of tshuva. So if it would just be private between David and Kodesh Baruch Hu, there wouldn't have been such an impact. Reb Tzadok writes in Sikkos HaTzadik, Os Kuf Samech Dalet, that the preciousness and beauty of tshuva is not revealed to the world. Otherwise, maybe people would have questioned whether David HaMelech was truly forgiven. For the second point, Rav Elazar Breidowitz developed a beautiful approach based on the fact that the main reason David was prevented from building the Beis HaMikdash, based on his own words to Shlomo, recorded in Divrei Yamim, Perachav Beis, that he had blood in his hands. At first glance, this is negative. But there's a Yalkut Shimoni, Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin, that Hashem viewed David's wars and blood in his hands as if he was Makriv Korbanos, if he himself brought Korbanos. In other words, if it was really a qualification, the fact that he fought these wars, not a disqualification. So back to Reb Tzadok, and here the Reb Tzadok from Pre Tzadok on Sukkis, Oschav Zayin, and he writes there that every person has an interior and exterior constraint that's preventing them from fulfilling Ratzon Hashem in our lives. So Gemara in Brachos Yizayin Amud Aleph says, So Orish Shebeisa and Shibud Malchios. That's the Yetzer Hara. There's the temptation, there's the internal constraints, and then there's the external constraints, which is our physical enemies. So David HaMelech was a warrior. He was an Ish Macham in both arenas. He fought our enemies who tried to destroy us. And internally, we know David HaMelech had setbacks. And he was a Baal Tshuva, he did Tshuva. He was an Ish Machama in every aspect of the word. Shlomo was a Tzadik Gamor, but he was really considered an Ish Menucha, because he was a leader at the time that there was peace, and he didn't struggle internally the same way that David did. So somehow the Beis HaMikdash would have had permanence if David would have been the builder of the Beis HaMikdash because of his chus, and the inability to be destroyed because of that great merit that he had. The Kodesh Kodashim is a place beyond physicality. So Shlomo could build the Beis HaMikdash, but to break through the final barrier required the schus of David HaMelech. The Baal Tshuva and the warrior was needed.